Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Of course, Daryl, the topic that has become quite the controversial one in the city of Cleveland here the last couple of days.
It is sweeping the nation. We've got hot takes from all across the country. Folks are weighing
in. Yeah, Colin Cowherd is out.
He's out.
A couple weeks ago, Colin Cowherd was saying that Shador Sanders should be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns based off of fictitious OTA stats. And now, 2 weeks later, because he got popped going a little too fast in a 60-mile-per-hour zone, now all of a sudden he's like, nope, this guy can't possibly be my starting quarterback. He's terrible at making decisions. He's just not equipped for the job. Apparently that's a disqualifier for Colin Cowherd. Same way that wearing backwards hats, wasn't it Colin Cowherd who was on like a big tirade several years ago about guys wearing backwards hats? He doesn't like that or something?
Here's some Colin Cowherd for you.
When you fall to 144 in the draft and then try to match that number behind the wheel of a car, yeah, I don't think the same. You ignored signs with Manziel and Baker. And apparently, based on the traffic violation, Shador was avoiding some signs too. The ones that say stop. I feel differently today. I'm not as high on him. I'm not sure he's mature enough. Now I'm going to have to like Kenny Pickett.
I'm not going to lie.
The initial line was great. Is that what you're going to say?
No, well...
that was a good line.
It's a great clip. It's a great
That's
clip.
That's a pro's pro right there in that regard.
Great clip there.
FS1.
Yes.
He makes a very valid point when it comes to the Browns. Johnny Manziel.
Like that, ignoring the signs.
Ignoring red flags. And one of my chief criticisms of Andrew Berry has always been his willingness to just blindly ignore red flags with guys. Now, Shador, I feel like Shador got a little bit of a bad rap leading up to the draft.
Yeah.
But the reason he got the bad rap is because he got bad advice. He didn't have an agent. He had people telling him he didn't need to do team interviews and things like that. They were in his ear, gassing him up, telling him how he's going to be a top five pick, this, that, and the other, where no one in the NFL, there was no world in that league in which anyone had him graded as a top five pick. And had he had representation, had he had better people around him providing him with information, he would have known, hey, I need to go do as many of these interviews with teams and sit downs as I possibly can so that I can improve my draft stock, because he was basically graded out as a second round pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He might have, had he played the game the correct way leading up into the draft, he might have been a late round first pick, but he would have been an early round second pick. But what the team said was, well, if this is going to be his approach to the draft process, and again, I'm not putting this all on Shador. I'm putting this on the supporting cast around him. And that's the approach to the draft process, where we're not recruiting you. We're interviewing you. You're interviewing for a job. Had he taken that approach, completely different.
For sure.
But teams looked at it and said, this is how it is now. What's it going to be like if we have the is the backup quarterback? Because right now, not a starter, right? The Browns have him number 4 on the depth chart right now. Okay. Yeah. There's a reason he's not gotten any first team reps. And I'm going to, this is my opinion. My opinion. I don't think it's necessarily all football related why he's gotten the, I think the Browns are deliberately slow rolling this thing because of his popularity, because everybody is all about Shador, right? And they want to make sure that they put this kid in the best possible position to succeed on the field.
Yeah, I want to be clear too. I think to this point, Shador has said and done just about all the right things. Like every time he's talked to the media, it's been like, I'm not out to prove people wrong. I'm just out to prove myself right. It's I'm embracing the opportunities I am getting. It's I'm just focused on football. You know, like he is blocking out a lot of the outside stuff. This is the first thing that's really sort of popped up on his radar that's like a concern. Now, you bring up like these other quarterbacks that had red flags. The biggest thing, my biggest response, I guess, to that is just, I think when you talk red flags, the red flags with somebody like Johnny Manziel were a lot more serious than the red flags right now with Shador Sanders, which are just two speeding tickets and not appearing in court for long, which you obviously don't know the background on.
But it starts somewhere.
You're right. I'm not saying that it can't be the start of something bad. And listen, the one thing, the biggest reason this is like a stupid thing to happen to Shador Sanders is, at the end of the day, man, like, he's a fifth-round pick. And I know people get, there's a contingent of people that are in Shador's camp that love him, and they get mad when you call him a fifth-round pick. But the fact of the matter is, he is a fifth-round pick. He was taken by a team in the fifth round of the draft. And so if you're a fifth-round pick, those are players in general that are fighting for their lives anyway to make rosters. Now, in this situation, the Browns quarterback room is the island of misfit toys, as we know. So it's like he might not be fighting as hard as other fifth-round picks to make this team. And I think he still probably is going to make this team as things stand right now, because Andrew Beard doesn't usually move on from his draft picks in year one.
No.
But at the same time, understanding like what your situation is as a fifth-round pick, don't give the Browns extra reasons to not want you to be part of this roster. And that's the biggest thing that I point to and say, like, okay, this is why this was a silly thing to happen, and it's stupid. And the fact that there's a second one on there, yeah, maybe signs of a trend that is a little bit alarming and raises some red flags. But listen, like, look how this organization has handled Mike Hall Jr., second-round pick from last year, who was their top pick overall because they didn't have a first-rounder. Like, he gets involved in that domestic dispute. They were very mum on the entire thing. It was
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, we'll let the legal process play out. And then what do you know? He's out there after his suspension's over playing games. The Deshaun Watson thing is the big, like, I just have a problem standing on some moral high ground and being like, shame on Shador Sanders for speeding a couple times when I've gotten speeding tickets myself. But also, when this is the organization that went and made a trade, 3 first-round picks, and invested so much of their future in a quarterback who was almost going to go, had a trial that almost went to federal court. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, so to me, I think anybody who's outraged by this and is screaming like, red flags, this is a problem. I'm like, guys, at the end of the day, if it ends up being a problem, they cut him, and it costs them next to nothing because he's a fifth-round pick on a rookie deal. if it's not a problem, you have this polarizing player who might be a really good quarterback. I think he's going to be a really good quarterback. And frankly, like, those red flags are not anywhere near as severe as some of the other red flags that this organization has signed up for recently. So I'm not going to sit here and, like, kill the guy over it. That's just my stance on it.
Yeah, I'm not about throwing stones at the same glass house I've lived in as well, though I've never gone 101 miles per hour on the freeway. The other thing, too, is, I don't know, maybe Myles Garrett, you know, he wants to be a leader. Here's your opportunity.
Yeah. You know, similar situation.
But Miles got nailed multiple times crossing the 100-mile-per-hour mark. He flipped a Porsche.
He, like, destroyed the Porsche.
Totaled the Porsche. Young lady got injured. He injured his shoulder. Like, Myles Garrett's a cautionary tale. You want to be a leader, Miles, get Shedeur Sanders on the phone. Say, hey, here's some photos. This is what happened to me. Take your foot off the gas. You don't need to go 101 down the freeway. We've all done the 80 and the 60 before, okay? And sometimes a little faster than that, depending on who's around you, and you got to go with the flow of traffic or else you get run off the road. You know, the freeways around here turn into the Autobahn at times. But, you know, like, just be smart. Like, that's what it's about. Be smart. You already got dinged in Medina County, which we found out after the fact, after this, you know, this ticket, you know, came out. You'd already gotten pulled over for doing a 91, allegedly. And then now you get pulled over for doing 101 a couple of weeks later. Like, be smart about this. You're Shedeur Sanders. If you wipe your nose, fair
people
or
are talking
not,
about it,
it's news. Like,
you're right.
It is. And again, I'm not trying to justify any type of coverage that he gets or whatever. I'm just saying, like, be self-aware. And it's something, you know, to your point about the effects on, you know, them slow rolling him out or whatever. You know, this is something I always tell young folks that are coming up in the business, okay? And that is make yourself indispensable. Never give your employer a reason to get rid of you.
Yeah. No, it's well said. And so along the lines of this conversation, talking about the speeding tickets and whether it's a big deal, little deal, whatever, Shedeur actually spoke on the subject for the first time. This was last night at David Njoku's celebrity softball game, not in a press conference setting, just kind of BSing with some people along the sidelines of the field there. Here's what he had to say about the situation.
I know I'll be vibing, bro.
He's just a regular kid. Like, what's wrong with
I'm just a little boy.
He didn't do nothing wrong. I haven't seen anything wrong.
He's talking about overall in life. You know, I made some wrong choices personally, and I got to own up to him. I made some, you know, not great choices.
He's saying that because he's an accountable person.
I learned.
From the real
you,
people.
I learned.
That audio courtesy of Twitter account GucciCU, I think it is. So he said he can own up to it. He's going to learn from them. And that, to me, is the biggest thing. Does this go from here? Does he actually learn from it? Right now, it looks like he didn't learn from it because he got a speeding ticket a week before, and then he got another one a couple weeks
ago. Here's the problem I have with that audio. I do have problem with that audio. Because the guy next to him is like, it's not a big deal. Actually, a little bit of a big deal. To just completely act like the, you know, that this is being blown out of proportion. No. When you're driving 100 miles an hour, again, If you're 5, 10, 15, I'm even going to give you the 20 over the limit. Because we all been there. It's not a big deal. You're 41 miles per hour over the speed limit.
That's excessive.
That's getting excessive. And also, that's life-threatening dangerous because you spin out, whatever. You can take someone else out or you can take yourself out. So, again, I'm not trying to make too much of a big deal. The speeding issue. Mine is the level of the speed.
For sure.
Where my issue comes in, the safety part of it. So to have someone around him, you know, just completely blowing the thing off like this. And again, this goes back to surrounding yourself with good people, giving you good advice, okay? And I'm here to, this is the one thing that I'll get into Shedeur Sanders on. Surround yourself with the right people. Don't surround yourself with sycophants that are just there to hang on and, you know, enjoy the bag you're trying to grab, okay? Surround yourself with good people. You need to surround yourself with people who say, hey, Shedeur, what are you doing, bro? You have this opportunity. You fell to the fifth round. You thought you were going to be a top five pick in the draft. You know what the NFL thinks of you? They think you're a fifth-round pick. They think you're immature. They think, you know, to motivate him to prove everybody wrong. Because there's no greater motivation than being able to tell someone, I told you so,
sure.
You were wrong, rubbing it in their face.
Well, and that's why, to me, again, it comes down to what happens from here. Does he actually learn from it? Does he correct this repetitive issue now that he's having? I think he will, but I guess that remains to be seen. And if it continues to be a problem, then yeah, then it does become a bigger red flag for the organization.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.